One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny in the breakfast room.
What are you muttering about, Henry?
Oh, just reading the morning paper, January 1st, 1952. About what happened last night, Fanny, on every major street corner across the country. People bugging out their cheeks, blowing tin horns, wearing paper hats, smashing one another's fenders on the way home, ending up in the hospital or in jail.
Now, those are the exceptions, Henry. The majority of people behave very well indeed, even on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, countless thousands of people, not only in this country, but throughout the world, start every day with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. That's a mighty good rule, so why don't you try it? You know, to feel as well as you should, you must be sure you get all the vitamins you need. Now, it's perfectly true that there can be many causes of that tired-out, worn-down feeling when you lack your normal pep and energy. But a vitamin shortage is a common cause of this feeling. And if you'll just take one-a-day brand multiple every day, regularly, you'll be sure you are getting all a normal person needs of all the vitamins which have been proved to be necessary. One-a-day multiple vitamins are low in cost, and, of course, they are the finest quality money can buy, a product of the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When you buy, be sure you ask your druggist for and get genuine one-a-day brand multiple vitamins in the blue package with the big one. Chapter 22, Book 91. And here in Seacliff, San Francisco, at 8:35 on the morning of January 1st, 1952, many a citizen is still asleep. There's very little traffic on these quiet streets, and shade still drawn on bedroom windows. An unusual quiet pervades the air. It's New Year's Day, but Henry Barber is awake. Yes, indeed. He breakfasted as usual, read his paper once through, and now is still sitting at the table in the breakfast room, giving careful attention to articles he skimmed in his earlier reading. Fanny, sipping a second cup of coffee across from him, listens with amusement to the sounds emanating from the other side of the morning paper.
What, Henry?
New Year's Eve celebrants. Yeah.
Henry, I can't hear a word you're saying. What are you muttering about?
Reading about what happened last night, Fanny. Screaming, wild-eyed people on every major street corner across the country, bugging out their cheeks, blowing tin horns, wearing paper hats, smashing one another's fenders on the way home, ending up in the hospital or in jail.
Oh.
Yeah. Started the new year in jail, some of them. 1952. As serious a time as mankind ever faced. And thousands upon thousands of people greeted it outdoors in the cold, with a tin whistle, drunk on a street corner.
Now, Henry...
You can read about it right here in the paper.
Those are the exceptions. The majority of people behave very well indeed, even on New Year's Eve.
Not a word about them in the newspapers. What's so funny?
Oh, an item here in the women's section.
Well, if it's cheerful, read it out loud.
All right. Let's see. San Francisco, California, December 31st. Mr. Henry Barber of Seacliff spent New Year's Eve escorting his grandson Andrew to his daughter Hazel's house, where after the grandchildren had departed for a square dance, he fell asleep before the fire and didn't awake until almost 10 o'clock when his daughter Hazel shook him. He then drove home, wished his family Happy New Year, and went to bed, being sound asleep by 10:30. He heard nothing until morning when he awakened at his usual time and had his customary breakfast, giving his wife the usual good view of the back part of the first section of the morning paper with which it is his practice to conceal his face as he sips his coffee.
Very funny. Very funny.
Now, Henry, admit it. Suppose the newspaper did publish that sort of thing. I doubt if the general public would buy many newspapers.
You did that very well, Fanny. You had me fooled for a minute there. You must read the same story to Clifford and Andrew when they come down.
Well, that was just for you, Henry. I wouldn't be able to do it again in a million years. Hazel, coming in the back way.
Come in, come in. Happy New Year.
Happy Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Where's Margaret?
Well, she's still sleeping. It was after 1:30 when they got home, you know.
Sit down here and have some coffee with us. I think it's still hot.
No, thanks. I'll sit down a minute, but I won't have any coffee.
Here you are, my dear.
Oh, thank you, Father. I just drove in here for a second on my way over to Claude's. She's alone this morning, you know. I imagine there'll be coffee when I get there.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose Andy told you about the square dance.
Mm-hmm.
Not very much, Hazel. Andrew was so sleepy when he came in last night, I sent him right on up the bed.
He and his father haven't stirred this morning. Margaret had a good time, eh?
Oh, she had an amazingly good time, Father. Have you ever heard of an elimination dance?
Huh?
Elimination dance.
Some kind of square dancing?
Oh, no. The square dances, it seemed, were a little too intricate for some of the boys. They couldn't get onto it at all.
Yeah.
So they had a few foxtrots, too, some regular ballroom dances.
Yeah.
And it seems there's an elimination dance for a prize. Margaret and a boy named Marvin won it.
Huh?
How wonderful.
Is that so? Marvin who?
Let me see now. Marvin, Marvin Heckman.
Huh. Where does he do?
She didn't tell me, Father. He's a sophomore at high school. He's in one of her classes.
Well, what did they have to do to win the prize?
Well, as I get it, the band leader would call out, "All girls with earrings leave the floor." And then, "All girls wearing anything blue leave the floor."
Oh.
Then, "All boys in plaid shirts or argyle socks or whatever."
Oh.
It seems that Margaret and this boy Marvin didn't happen to be wearing anything that would eliminate them.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. She said they had a long dance together, and Marvin walked home with them.
Marvin's girl walked home with him?
Oh, no. He was Ruthie Holland's guest. And the party was at her house, you know, so he didn't have a girl to walk home, so he just walked along with Margaret and Andy.
Andrew didn't mention it.
It was all Margaret could talk about. She said Marvin's going to phone her today after lunch. Oh, I only hope he does. I hope to goodness he's a nice boy. Someone who'll take her to the school dances. Well, Claudia is waiting over in her kitchen. There are some books here I've borrowed. Shall I take them?
No. They're asleep upstairs. I'll send them up to Paul's studio later in the day.
All right, Mother. Margaret and I'll drop in sometime this afternoon. You want to hear this story the way she tells it. Goodbye.
Hey. Oh, what time did Daniel finally telephone you last night? Hazel?
She didn't hear you, Henry.
Huh. Daniel must have had trouble getting his call through from Seattle. He hadn't phoned up to 10 o'clock.
Why was he to telephone?
He always calls home on holidays, you know, when he's traveling.
Hmm. More coffee, Henry?
How many cups have I had?
I'm sure I don't know.
Half a cup for him. Half a cup. Yes, thank you. Marvin, what was it?
Hmm?
That boy's name, Hackman?
Heckman, I think she said. H-E-C-K-man.
Yeah, no family of that name living around here.
Oh, it doesn't matter a bit where he lives, Henry. If he's a charming boy, that's all that matters. Odd that Andrew didn't mention it when he walked home with them.
Yeah. Well,
you going somewhere, Henry?
Oh, with everybody still sleeping, I think I'll put on my jacket and stroll over to Claudia's, too.
Now, Henry, you can help me this morning. Some of the holiday decorations have got to come down today.
Oh.
Besides, Claudia and Hazel probably have things of their own to talk about.
I wanted you to come over, Hazel, because Nikki and I have a great idea.
What is it?
When Penny goes back to school, why don't you let Margaret move into her room, stay with us for a while, and you go up and join Dan for a week or two for a holiday?
Oh, that's a very generous thought, Claudia, but I don't think I could.
Oh, why not? You've hardly seen Dan all this winter. You'd have fun. Why, you two have never really had a carefree time together since you were married. Hank settled at school, and the Navy's looking after Pinky, and we'd see that Margaret was all right.
No, I couldn't. Thanks, though.
Oh, but why not?
Oh, there are lots of reasons. I was just telling the folks, Margaret seems to have come home from the square dance with a conquest.
Hazel!
Uh-huh, a boy named Marvin.
Oh, wonderful. Is he purdy?
Oh, he only came as far as the front porch with Margaret and Andy last night. He wouldn't come in, so all I could tell about him was that he's going to be a tall man, and he needed a haircut.
Oh, don't be critical now.
Believe me, I won't be. If he's even reasonably presentable, he's the answer to a prayer. I wouldn't think of going away just now, you see. Margaret's had a trying time lately, Claude. I'd want to be around.
I know. Well, the offer stands.
I'll remember.
Well, what did you and Nicky do last night?
Oh, a very modest sort of New Year's Eve. We went out to dinner, came back before 11, and wished each other Happy New Year, talked about Joan and Ross for a while, went sedately to bed. That is, Nicky did. I went into Joan's room for something and stood there experiencing a series of little shocks.
Oh?
Some of this hadn't really hit me, Hazel, until I saw Joan's room last night, when the house was quiet. It had such a dead, barren, cleaned outlook.
Oh.
All the familiar things were gone from her dresser, bare hangers in the closet. I guess that was the first time I really realized Joan's gone.
She'll be coming home often.
Sure, I know. Still, it leaves quite a gap. Oh, well, enough of this. Let's go in the study. We'll have a fire and... Oh, look at me. I promised you coffee. It's here and it's hot.
Oh, no thanks, Claude. Where did I put my knitting? Oh, here it is. Shall we go?
What time did Dan call last night?
He didn't call, Claude.
Oh?
No, he didn't call. I tried to reach him this morning in his hotel in Seattle, but I missed him by a few minutes. He just checked out for Portland.
Oh. Well, the lines were probably busy yesterday. Everybody and his brother calling home.
Oh, yes, of course. I presume he had to rush for his train this morning. Oh, bring the coffee, Claude. I'd like some after all.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. The Barbers' neighbors, George and Lucille Parker, have a sudden change of plans for New Year's Day. Lucille is on the phone explaining.
So you see how it is, Molly. We just can't make it for dinner today. I hate to be calling you so late, but... What's that? Oh, yes, this morning when he got up. His headache aches, and he feels feverish. In fact, he says he feels achy all over. Well, yes, that's what I told him. But you know how George is. He hates to stay in bed. I think if he just stays in the house today and sort of rests... Rest is one of the best things to do for a cold, I always say. That and Alka-Seltzer. What? Yes, I did say Alka-Seltzer. Well, don't tell me you've never tried it for relief from the discomforts of a cold.
Well, maybe some folks don't know about Alka-Seltzer and cold relief. How about you, friends? Have you tried it? The directions for taking Alka-Seltzer for relief of cold distress are right on the package. Follow them exactly. And if your cold causes a sore throat, dissolve 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and use this solution as a gargle. You'll find it comforting and most effective. Don't forget to take care of yourself, too, when you have a cold. Eat and dress wisely, get as much rest as possible, and for really effective relief from the achy, feverish feeling of a cold and the sore throat caused by a cold, take Alka-Seltzer. Get it at any drugstore. Never be without it in your home. Here's the family again.
Henry.
Yes, Randy, yes, here I am.
What do you think about the Christmas tree? Will it last through one more day?
It's a little frayed here and there, Fanny, but let's wait until tomorrow. I always hate to see the Christmas tree go out and the season end it.
Here's something to remember, friends. When you're caught with a cold, take Alka-Seltzer for relief from its discomforts. See how Alka-Seltzer can help relieve that aching, feverish feeling. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Always keep it handy in your home. One Man's Family is brought to you Monday through Friday, this time transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, The Honeymooners, Chapter 23, Book 91. This is a Carlton E. Morse production.